fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the second day of October, year of our Lord, 2018. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Let's check Drudge real quick and see if there's any breaking headlines we need to be aware of. Well, they got an image of the classic Uncle Sam, I need you, I want you image there pointing at you, and it says, another trillion in debt. Another trillion in debt. How about that? Prepper tip of the day. I want to expand on this a little bit. I want to encourage all of you to consider opening an account with Grainger. That's World Wide Web at Grainger.com. Grainger.com. Grainger. The U.S., the United States' largest industrial supply house. Their ink on paper catalog is 3,106 pages. Yes, you heard right, 3,106 pages. I don't personally order that much from Grainger these days. I have an account, I could, on one hand. On the other, sometimes I got a project I'm working on or a project I would like to be working on, and there's something comes up that I need to have resolution to figure out what to do next. It may be a tool, a piece of equipment, maybe some hardware, and I can do research in that catalog, that 3,106-page catalog, and I can find things I don't know even exist. I can. Now, keep in mind the following. First of all, Grainger only sells top quality stuff. They don't sell anything that's second quality, only top quality. Number two, full retail. I'm not sure what they do in terms of sales. I think they do have some sales here and there, but you'll be paying full retail on one hand. On the other, once you have an account, assuming you get an account, it'll be at your door probably in about 3 days, 3 business days. So, it's a great research tool, that Grainger catalog, and there's an online version, of course, these days. Of course, there would be. I personally like to have an ink on paper copy of it. It's really thick. It's about oh, I'm going to say about three plus inches thick, fairly thin paper. And I like it as a research tool. I really do. And while we're talking about research tools, let's do a follow-up on that. And we'll look at the Thomas Register is an even greater research tool. And they've changed the name. Now I'm going to look this up here right now for you. It used to be most of the, it's now thomasnet.com, thomasnet.com. My friend Tom Berryhill first told me about the Thomas Register, which is now called Thomasnet. It's been probably, I guess, the mid-90s, around 1996, 97, along there somewhere. So I went to the library to look for this thing in the research department. Large format, about 11 by 16 inch books. It took up, I'm going to say, about 4 feet, between 4 and 5 feet of shelf space. The Thomas Register, which is now ThomasNet. The website's thomasnet.com, thomasnet.com. They have more than half a million profiles on suppliers, 250,000 articles that you can do research on, 6 million plus industrial products. Am I getting your attention? And 10 million plus 2D and 3D CAD drawings. Now, you can sign up at no charge to get updates from these people. They do periodically, every about once a week or so. They'll publish updated articles on different items. It says here on their homepage, new to Thomas? ? Join free for full access. They basically, anything that's manufactured in the United States, as far as I can tell, anything manufactured in the United States is going to be listed there. Most things manufactured in the rest of the world are going to be there. When I say most, not everything. So, what a resource. Between the two, between the Granger catalog and a subscription to ThomasNet, or just having access to it, you can pretty much find anything you want. Seriously, anything from a safety pin to a Boeing 747. And I'm being quite serious here. So they're two great resources. They really are. Now, for routine things, I do, like most of you do. I use Amazon.com and eBay. Most routine things that I'm looking for that I'm already aware of, I'm not really doing research. I'm just trying to find something I already know exists. I don't really call that research. That's just locating an item and finding the best price and pushing the go button and getting it delivered from Amazon or eBay, wherever I might end up getting it from. And it's a challenge. It's a challenge. Going back to Granger, once you locate the item you did not know existed previously, and you don't need it in 3 days, then you can begin your search to find a better price, a local source, maybe an excellent, high-quality, used version of that. You know, we all know how to do these things, of course. eBay, Craigslist. And let's not forget industrial auctions and farm auctions. Not many people actually go to industrial auctions. Very dear friend of mine, he shut down two of his other businesses he was running for a number of years, and he now, it's a family business with his wife and his teenage children helping. He goes to industrial auctions. Industrial auctions typically happen Monday through Friday, occasionally on Saturdays, almost never on Sundays. These will be private sector auctions as well as public sector auctions. When I say private sector, privately owned companies. Public sector would be university, state university auctions, government agency auctions, and so forth. Now, he specializes, although he's not limited, he specializes in commercial electrical equipment and health-related, healthcare-related equipment. Typically, most people at these auctions don't know what they're looking at when it comes to industrial electrical equipment and healthcare equipment, except, you know, so obviously a blood pressure testing piece of equipment would be obvious what it was. But a lot of this stuff's so esoteric that the people at the auction don't know what it is. And consequently, he ends up being low bidder because there are these other bidders looking at scrap value only. Now, I've been to some of these auctions. I haven't been to one in a number of years. U.S. government auctions, military surplus, and state auctions, state of Missouri auctions. And it's an eye-opener. It truly is an eye-opener to see what's there, what people are bidding on it, the quality of the quality of supplies and equipment, the number of them. Let's just take computers because it's pretty ubiquitous. I have a high level of confidence that each of the 50 states has some form of state surplus auctions and disposal. Now, Missouri is in the center of the country. We're not, in terms of population, we're not a huge population, but we're a good-sized state as far as square miles. And we have the usual government offices that every state has. And at these government, at these state auctions, pallets of computers are always present. And a standard pallet is 4 feet by 4 feet by 4 feet. And you'll see computers, typically they're 3 to 5 years old, stacked up nice and neat on pallets, shrink wrapped so that they'll stay together. Typically about 4 feet by 4 feet, sometimes 3 feet tall, sometimes 4 feet tall, stacked on a nice and neat, wrapped nice and tight. And you might see four of them, five of them, six, eight, ten, to be bid on. Very nice, perfectly functional computers that are 3 to 5 years old. Here's what happens. The bidders at the auction typically are scrappers, and they buy these pallets of computers just to get access to the copper and gold and silver, whatever precious and semi-precious metals will be in there. Basically, they're going to be taken to a facility where they'll be broken apart and the metals recovered and the rest of it disposed of. Perfectly good computers, by the way. Now, there's going to be some variations in how these computers are handled. Sometimes the hard drives are scrubbed clean to where they're blank. Sometimes the hard drives are removed. Now, that's for the PCs. Now, with laptops, typically they just scrub the hard drive and leave the laptop intact. That's typically what happens with them. Now, I don't know if there's tablets. These days there probably is tablets in these auctions. I quite frankly don't know. But it's a fascinating area to see what takes place there. Now, some things nobody bids on. Office furniture, chairs. Office chairs, really, you know, from run-of-the-mill routine receptionary chairs to very nice executive swivel chairs that an executive would have behind his desk. Nobody bids on them. There is a huge warehouse off to the side where they're taken to following the auction where nobody bids on them. And I don't know what happens to them after that. If they give them away, if they take them to the landfill, I simply don't know. Now, that's the state of Missouri. Other office furniture, such as desks, They make it $5 or $10 for a very nice office desk, credenza. They don't bring much. Shelving usually gets bidders, no matter what kind of shelving it is. There's always a demand for shelving, but typically it's maybe 10 cents on the dollar. Your average sale price at industrial auctions is 5 cents on the dollar. When I say 5 cents on a dollar, let's take, for example, a nice wood bookshelf. If it's worth $100 retail, it would bring $5 at the auction. Now, this is not, don't hold me to that. There's going to be variations in this, especially when two or more bidders decide that they want the same item. But something that also happens at these auctions is there'll be a pallet with maybe 10 different items on it. And these guys get to know each other, by the way, and it's a whole subculture. And they know what each other likes to bid on and what the needs are for their individual businesses. So maybe five items one guy wants for his business and five items another guy wants for his business, and they'll agree not to bid against each other to keep the price down. And one of them will be the successful bidder, and then they'll split the cost between them in whatever manner they want to. So they both get what they want at the best price. Now, there's an old saying when it comes to buying anything, anytime, anywhere, buyer beware. Now, when it comes to certain things that are somewhat pricey, like cars and trucks, tractors, buyer beware. Oh, yes, absolutely buyer beware. A lot of automobiles, pickup trucks, big trucks, tractors, lawnmowers, you darn well better know what you're doing. You start bidding on an automobile, a pickup truck, a lawnmower, a tractor, because you could end up with a very expensive nothing. What's that term we heard recently? Nothing burger? Very expensive. So if you don't really understand what it takes to properly inspect an automobile, a pickup truck, a tractor, a lawnmower, you've got no business bidding on it. You really don't. Seriously, you got no business bidding on something like that, because you're bidding against people who do know the value and how to check out these things. And when it gets to the point where they know it's no longer worth bidding on, they'll stop bidding and they'll let you keep bidding. Of course they will. And you could end up with a very expensive, as my grandmother would say, pig in a poke. Poke being a bag, of course. Pig in a poke. So be cautious. Have fun with it. Now, there's other kinds of auctions. There's estate auctions and farm auctions, which is what most people go to. They're typically on weekends, usually on a Saturday, almost always on a Saturday. Now, that's changed. The modern age has changed these auctions somewhat. They're social events, by the way. A lot of people go to them just because they are a social event. There'll typically be a vendor there selling sandwiches and drinks and so forth. And a lot of times it will be the farm of a local farmer or rancher that has deceased or retired. And there'll be some all kinds of household items, tools, equipment, farm machinery. Sometimes the farm itself is part of the auction. I've seen that many, many times, where the farm itself is part of the auction. And that's usually held as a separate auction off to the side, either at the beginning or near the end. And we have a break. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll break back.
Homeowners, Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the second day of October. I know a lot of you listeners are gun guys and gun gals. I want to caution you against bidding on firearms at these auctions. It's pretty well known within the auction business that if you have even one firearm, it doesn't matter what it is, on the list, it will draw in more bidders to the auction. I've seen, and it's pretty common, I've seen firearms bid up considerably more than they're worth at these auctions. There's a whole psychology about auctions, and people get an emotional attachment to wanting something, and when it comes to firearms, it becomes unreasonable and illogical, quite frankly. So don't do that. I used to see this with TVs. Nobody bids on television sets anymore. The older, large, heavy television sets. It may be happening now with the flat screen TVs. I don't know. Most likely is. But some items you simply don't want to bid on at an auction. You may be an initial bidder, but these men, and it just happens. And everybody, it's kind of funny. They all know it, but they still do it. They all know it, but they still do it. They bid these firearms up way past what they're worth, retail value. Of course, in the modern age, there's a couple of things about auctions. First of all, many auction houses will let you telephone in a bid even before the auction starts. So if you see and I have websites, by the way, most of them have websites listing the items to be auctioned off. So if there's something you want and you see it on the listing of the bill of sale, the bill auctions list, you can telephone in your bid. And it'll be the opening bid. Typically, there won't be more than, well, there could be more than one telephone bid, but you may be the only bidder. And depending on the auction house, they may allow you to make an initial bid, an opening bid, and then low bid. And then you may have a high bid also, in addition to your initial low bid. So I'll give an example here. Let's say that you see a Maytag wringer washer on the list of items to be auctioned off, and you want one of these. It looks like it's in excellent condition. It says it's been tested, that it runs, and so you call the auction house and you say, I'd like to put a telephone bid on this with an opening bid of $25 and a high bid of, let's say, $50. I'm just throwing these numbers out there. And assuming the auction house has a policy that allows you to do that, then you can go ahead and place your bids. They would probably take your name and your telephone number and let you know if you have the winning bid or not. That's the way that can work. Also, in the modern age, if you have a smartphone or a tablet and Wi-Fi access, you can be at the auction. And you can quickly determine by using eBay, most likely eBay would be the quickest and easiest way, to determine the value of something that you're interested in, as opposed to just guessing. eBay is the world's largest marketplace. It truly is the world's largest marketplace. Odds are you'll find, if not the exact same item, a very similar item on eBay that's being offered for sale. Keeping in mind, of course, you're looking at if it's a buy it now price, that's one thing. If it's a bid item where it's being auctioned off on eBay, there'll be people have the opportunity to bid, and possibly in addition to that, a buy it now option also. But it should give you a pretty good idea of the value of whatever it is you're looking at. So that would be another way to approach these auctions. Flea markets, yard sales, thrift shops, you never know what's going to be at these things. You really don't. Seriously, you don't. If you've got the time, I know people, for some people, it's a Saturday morning hobby to go around to yard sales and just see what's there. My few trips to yard sales have not proven to be very good, although I must admit, my wife and I have come up with some pretty good items. We got a hot dog rotisserie, a commercial hot dog rotisserie, not thinking, well, we may have a use for this in the future. We got this thing about, 7 or 8 years ago. And we bought it because it's in excellent working condition. And as it turned out, we did have a need for it. And we use it every night. Every Friday night at movie night to put the brats and hot dogs on, our commercial hot dog rotisserie. And we got it for maybe 10% of its retail value. Bottom of the hour break, call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com, or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jim, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 2nd day of October. I hope you're liking my bumper music. This is bumper music I used years ago. We got it back, and it's a lot of fun. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I have a new webmaster. There's going to be some changes, some updates. Our goal is to make the website more user-friendly, as my wife, Dr. Moore, would say. Easier to find stuff and easier to get what you're looking for. That's our goal. It's only about right at 5 weeks away. I will be in Dallas, Texas. Scroll down my homepage at thelibertyman.com, just massive black and white and red and what are some other colors there. Massive banner, Operation Classified, 9th, 10th, and 11th of November, at the beautiful Hilton Hotel there at the airport in Dallas, Texas. I, of course, am speaking there. Looking forward to meeting you. If you want to get a room at the beautiful Hilton Hotel, well, there's obviously, there's only so many rooms. Colonel Anthony Schaefer, Dimitri Antimasirius, am I saying that right? Field McConnell, Brendy Wells, Mike Adams, David Havener, L.A. Marzulli, Ty Bollinger, the Moriartys, Stuart Rhodes with Oath Keepers, Will Champion, great, and of course, John B. Wells himself. He'll be the master of ceremonies, and I assume he's the keynote speaker. I'm not sure who the keynote speaker is. At the Dallas-Fort Worth Lakes Executive Conference Center, Grapevine, Texas. That's a Dallas suburb, obviously. Also, my website, of course. What are you going to find? Energy cleaners. Hey, energy cleaners, right? You probably got one. Well, I've got hundreds of listeners that have an energy cleaner. You probably also have somebody that you care a lot about. A child, a sibling, a parent, somebody that has arthritis issues. How common is that? Pain issues, joint pain, back pain, not getting a great night's sleep. Do they need an energy cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it? Well, of course they do. Of course they do. I'm at a point now, this is my eighth year, where I've got people buying their third, fourth, fifth, sixth energy cleaners, mattress pads to go with them, just because of that reason. They want to see the people they care about get their life back. Pain can and will take your life over. Of course it will. Of course it will. The energy cleaner will help. Only $285 shipping included. I'm shipping out a couple of mattress pads today, a queen size and a travel size pad. And everything's in stock right now for immediate shipment. This is your opportunity to help yourself or help somebody you care about. Go to my website. You can place your order using MasterCard, Visa, PayPal. PayPal is marvelous, by the way, very secure. You can call my toll-free order line, or you can send me a check or money order. My address is right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind the following. I offer from me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Take your questions, calls, and comments. We've got open lines this next half hour until the top of the hour. We'll have Leon Green with us. The call number is 800-313-9443. Some of these U.S. government-related auction houses, they are fascinating. Some of them have a more, well, it is a retail side of the house where you're not really bidding on anything. You're just paying retail for whatever it is they might have listed there. Otherwise, it's these things are up for auction. And once again, you have to know what you're doing. For example, now Lee and I talk about a deuce and a half. It's a 2.5-ton Army truck that was standard issue for basically 30 years. I think they've gone to a 5-ton truck now. But the 2.5-ton truck, known as a deuce and a half, now, that's a workhorse. If these trucks were manufactured and sold in the private sector at your local Ford, Chevy, Dodge dealer, you'd be looking at a $200,000, $225,000 truck the way these things are built. They are marvelous machines, absolutely marvelous. They have a huge, powerful diesel engine, a standard transmission, stick shift, I believe a 4-speed if I remember correctly, and 10 wheels, 10 tires, 2 in the front, 8 in the back. Now, typically, you only have the 8 in the back pushing this truck forward, but when you put it in all-wheel drive, you've got 8 pushing and 2 pulling. You got 10-wheel drive. I was talking to a gentleman the other day, and we had lunch, he and my friend Dan Sutterfield and myself, in a restaurant there in Rolla, Missouri. And when he was active duty, one of his jobs was to train soldiers how to recover, how to extract deuce and a half that got stuck in the thick, gloppy mud of Louisiana swamps. As it turned out, they couldn't get one stuck. And it wasn't for lack of trying in the thick, gloppy mud of Louisiana swamps. So what they had to do was to pretend it was stuck and go through the whole protocols and procedures of extracting it and rescuing that stuck truck, even though it really wasn't stuck. That's how good these trucks are. They're also kind of generically called a high water vehicle, where you can easily drive through 3 foot plus of water, easily drive through 3 foot plus of water, and even deeper with the snorkel attachment. So these trucks in good working condition can be had for around $3,000. Keeping in mind a new Honda ATV, you're looking at about $6,000 for just a small one. And these things they call UTVs could easily be $10,000, $12,000. I've seen that. Easily $10,000 to $12,000. Now, there's aftermarket vendors that will get these trucks, and they go through them, they upgrade them, they make sure that they got great tires, that the engine's been gone through, new battery, everything is brought up to snuff. Those miserable oak seats that fold down in the back, you ride on one of those for more than 15 or 20 minutes, you will not be a happy camper unless it's an absolutely smooth road. Even then, it gets old pretty quick. The canvas for the top, the canvas for the cab, and so forth. And the prices are going to vary on those depending on how much work's been done, who the vendor is, and so forth. But for anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000, you can get a deuce and a half from one of these private vendors that is really, really nice and looks like it's ready for a passing inspection at a motor pool. That's how nice these trucks can be for a minimal amount of money. Once again, compared to what? Compared to what? When you see a lightweight commercial UTV, what's called a side-by-side, where two people can sit side-by-side with a steering wheel, or maybe the slightly larger one that has a back seat also. And at my motorcycle dealership, I'm getting my motorcycle service, getting oil change, getting new tires and so forth. I'll walk around and look at these things, and the prices are just phenomenal. $10,000, $12,000, $13,000, $14,000 with accessories, you can easily spend $15,000, $16,000 on one of these little commercial UTVs. And they're nowhere near, not even close, approaching the power, the capacity of a U.S. Army deuce and a half. Not even close. Not even close. Now, what I would look for if I was shopping for a deuce and a half is one that has the power takeoff winch in the front. There's a piece of equipment. Oh, yes. Almost all winches that you see on pickup trucks and ATVs and UTVs and so forth, they have an electric motor, which is fine. They work. But a power takeoff winch means you've got the engine itself powering that winch. Now, that's some serious power. And typically, I think these winches have either a 3/8 or a half-inch steel cable attached there. You're looking at some serious power to pull that deuce and a half out of a swamp, or pull somebody else's deuce and a half out of a swamp, or whatever you need to do. If it's within reason, that winch will pull pretty much anything you'd ever want to pull. Great piece of equipment. You're sitting high. You're basically as high up as a semi-tractor trailer. Pretty close. I'm not sure about that. But your eyeballs are a good, I'm going to say, 8 feet above the pavement when you're sitting in the front seat of a deuce and a half in the driving seat, in the driver's seat. I believe they're 24 volts, if I'm not mistaken. some of these commercially modified ones may be modified to run on 12 volts. I don't know. I think I could live with 24 volts engine system. Very tough, very reliable. No, they're not all that comfortable to drive or ride in, either one. No, they don't get particularly good fuel economy. No, that's not going to be part of the picture. This is a work truck. A work truck that you, when you need it, you need it bad. That's what it is, a work truck. Now, they can be licensed to drive on this on the public roads. I see this all the time. And if you're not going to be out in the bush and your primary use is going to be for routine work around the ranch and the farm, maybe going to town to pick up building materials, you may want to upgrade to or change out the tires to highway tires with a good aggressive tread on them. The military issue tires, they're very loud on the highway and add to the rough ride, but they are very tough. And if you're going to be in really muddy conditions, they're exactly what you want, because that's what they're made for, is dealing with mud. So as you probably have guessed by now, I'm a big fan of these military issue trucks. I don't own one. It's on my list of things to do. It's not a priority right now. My priority at the moment is taking care of my wife, Dr. Moore, with her stage 4 breast cancer, as most of you know. But it's on my list of things to get, because I know what these trucks can do. Because I've spent a lot of time in Vietnam driving deuce and a half. Sometimes it was, I had two runs I did a day to pick up and deliver classified documents. Usually I would have a Jeep. Sometimes a three-quarter ton truck, which nobody liked the three-quarter ton truck that I knew of, and of course the deuce and a half. Driving a deuce and a half to do routine courier work was kind of a bit of overkill in terms of what the vehicle was capable of, but that's all I had. It was either that or walk, and walking was really not an option for some of the trips I had to make. So I would take the deuce and a half. Of course I wouldn't. And the way we secured these vehicles was a length of chain about 3 feet long, heavy chain, welded to the floor underneath the steering wheel, and then a padlock. And we would get to our destination, wrap the chain through the steering wheel of the Jeep, three-quarter ton, or the deuce and a half, and padlock it. And that would secure the vehicle until we got back. Pretty primitive on one hand, but effective, very effective. An early version of the commercial product called the Club, which people would, and I think they're still available on with the modern vehicles, are not really as necessary. But the Club is a metal device that locks the steering wheel and prevents it from turning. The Club. They were really popular back in the 80s, I think, before the vehicles got so theft resistant. I was talking to Dr. Wilbert yesterday, and I was mentioning how why carjacking has become so prevalent, and that's because modern vehicles are so absolutely difficult to steal. But stealing a occupied vehicle with a driver in it becomes a lot more feasible, as opposed to attempting to steal a vehicle that's been properly secured. Very difficult to do these days, and that's why carjacking has become such a prominent and popular thing for criminals to do. If you do own a deuce and a half, you're going to have some place to park it. You live in a urban, suburban area, that's going to be an issue, to say the least. You're probably going to have to borrow or rent space somewhere. It's a big truck. And in many suburban neighborhoods, urban areas, your neighbor's going to complain if something like that is parked on the driveway or parked on the street very long. They're not going to like that. So finding a place to store it is going to be an issue. It may take a little bit of work, a little bit of diligent work to find a place where you can rent space to park the deuce and a half where it's secure and out of the way and ready for your use. But you do what you got to do, right? What a great bug-out vehicle. Oh, yes. What a great bug-out vehicle that would be. You don't need roads. You can drive down a power line right away. You have to cut some fences, probably. Go through small creeks and rivers that aren't too deep. That's you know what you're doing before you do that, by the way. And do your bug out. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Tuesday, the 2nd of October. Talking about motor vehicles, deuce and a halves, so forth. That reminds me, if you want your vehicles to get slightly better fuel economy, it's going to be 2 or 3%. have much longer longevity and just run better in general. You need AMSOIL products, AMSOIL lubricants especially, but also their oil filters and so forth. I've been using AMSOIL. I first using AMSOIL product with my first with my Saab sports car I had. That would have been about 1978, I guess it was 79, along in there. A little two-seater fiberglass sports car. That particular vehicle had a temperature gauge, and after I put AMSOIL in there, the temperature went down 10 degrees. The heat generated by motor vehicles is a consequence of friction. So I knew instantly that I was having less friction inside that little V4 engine. My town car I'm driving has 377,000 miles on it. 377,000 miles. All AMSOIL all the time. Now, you may look at the price and say, boy, John, this oil costs three times what I'm already paying. Well, look at, I change my oil every 25,000 miles. You change yours every 3,000. Who's paying more for their oil? That's how you need to look at it. I use AMSOIL in my Kawasaki Nomad motorcycle, and my wife's Saturn four-door sedan, and of course in the town car that has 377,000 miles on it. I'm an AMSOIL dealer, no apologies. I use AMSOIL all the time. I do it because it's the best. If you ever watch a NASCAR race, you'll see different motor oil sponsors. Here's a little NASCAR secret. They may have Pennzoil for a sponsor and have Pennzoil oil containers in the pits there, but what's inside of the containers is probably going to be AMSOIL. These cars are incredibly valuable, $250,000 a piece or more, and they get the very best lubricants that money can buy, which is AMSOIL. So they dump out the sponsor's oil, they put AMSOIL in the containers, and that's what the TV cameras see, is the containers. What they don't see is what's really inside those cans. That's what they don't see. That's the AMSOIL lubricants. So I've met the founder. The founder is now deceased. I've met his son and his son-in-law, who are now running the company. And they're up there in the frozen northland up there in Minnesota with their factory and their warehouse and so forth. I've been to their laboratory. It's the real deal. The first synthetic motor oil available to the public, going back more than 40 years ago, and it's the best. Top of the hour break, we'll be back with Leon, who is will be calling from his dish and a half. Stay tuned.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.